Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, friends, as I was talking about with our young folks, today is a special day in the church year. Today is the day we call Transfiguration Sunday. It's the last Sunday in the season of Epiphany. It's really, I think, a transitional Sunday in our liturgical calendar. For Transfiguration Sunday sort of serves as a bridge between Advent Christmas and Lent, which begins this Wednesday. And our gospel text for today tells us about a very unique experience that Jesus had with his disciples. This morning, in this message, I would like to focus on one particular verse from this gospel text, from the 17th chapter of Matthew. In verse 5, we hear, "Then from the cloud came a voice that said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him.'" This is one of two places in the gospel stories that actually records the voice of God. Do you remember the other time? It was when Jesus was baptized. On that occasion, God also said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The story is told of a woman who dialed the telephone number of what she thought was the local music store, trying to find out if that store carried a particular CD that she was interested in. A man answered the phone, and she said, "Do you have 10 little fingers and 10 little toes in Alabama?" The man had no idea she was talking about a country song, so he responded, "Well, no, I don't, but I do have a wife and 15 kids in Louisiana." So the lady said, "Is that a record?" To which the man replied, "I don't know if it's a record or not, but it sure is above average." Now, this silly story, I think, illustrates how communication problems can be such an annoying part of life. And often the results are humorous. For example, there's a column of household hints carried in many newspapers called Ask Heloise. Sometime back, Heloise wrote this in one of her columns: "Don't assume you're always going to be understood." And she goes on to tell about an article she wrote in which she suggested that one should put a cup of liquid in the cavity of a turkey before cooking it so that the turkey stays moist. Well, believe it or not, someone wrote back into her and said, "Heloise, the turkey tasted great, but the plastic cup melted." Now she's very careful to say, "Pour a cup of liquid in the cavity of a turkey." Folks, how many times have you heard somebody say, "What we have here is a communication problem"? Peter Drucker, often called the father of American management, claims that 60% of all management problems in industry are the result of faulty communications. A pastor friend of mine who works as a marriage counselor told me that in his opinion, at least 50% of all divorces are the result of faulty communications between spouses. Another pastor friend of mine who works as a chaplain in a prison told me that criminologists tell him that upwards of 90% of all criminals have difficulty communicating with other people. Recently, I read a book that says God has a problem communicating with you and with me and with the rest of humanity. The author of this book suggests that God wants us to grow to spiritual maturity. God wants to surround us with God's love. And yet God does not want to overwhelm our freedom to choose for ourselves. Several years ago, I read a true story in a newspaper about a Christian radio station in Texas that wanted to reach more people with their message. So the owners of the station decided to increase the station's wattage from 250 watts to 5,000 watts of power. However, some glitch in their system caused them to be broadcast not just over the radio, but also over local cordless telephones in the area. Needless to say, nearby residents were quite baffled to hear sermons coming in over their telephone. Talk about a higher power. Now, the point of that story and the point of the book that I mentioned a minute ago is that God could overwhelm us with his message for us if God were of such a mind. But then, you see, we would not live by faith. We would live without the burden of uncertainty. In such a world, the author says, we would remain spiritual adolescents. And thus it seems God, more often than not, communicates from a distance through subtle, sometimes indirect ways. Think back, if you would, through history. Think back about how God has communicated with God's people. First, God communicated through the people of Israel. And the people of Israel gave the world a sacred document, namely the Hebrew Bible. But still, humanity didn't seem to get it, so God went one step farther. In an act of supreme communication, God invaded space and time in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. The gospel writer John puts it this way: the Word became flesh and lived among us. In other words, Jesus Christ is the Word of God made human. Then we come to our gospel reading for today. Jesus and three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, had hiked up a mountain to pray. We are told that the weary disciples were close to falling asleep, but as Jesus prayed, his countenance and even his robe began to glow until it was dazzling white. And two men, Moses, the lawgiver, and Elijah, the prophet, suddenly appeared, and they were talking with Jesus. And the disciples were overwhelmed by Christ's glory. So Peter blurts out, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." But as Peter said this, a cloud rolls in and overshadows them. And we're told that the disciples were terrified. And just at that point, a voice from the cloud says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen, listen to him." And folks, that for us, I think, is the key to this text. Listen to him. In a time when we struggle with communication problems, that is the great need in the heart of all humanity, to listen to the words of Christ. As I was talking about with the young folks, we live in such a noisy world, don't we? Think about it. How often do we get to experience true silence? Cell phones, computers, iPads, television, all drowned us with noise. And we find it hard to listen, to truly listen to what God might be saying to us. So, dear friends, we must find time in our daily walk to hear Christ's word of hope and promise, his words of grace and forgiveness. You know, in our lifetimes, we will probably not experience what those three disciples experienced that day on the Mount of Transfiguration. To behold Christ in all of his glory must have been truly amazing. Rather, we are challenged in our noisy world to listen to that still, small voice that gives us a message of hope and salvation, a message of love and forgiveness. It's a voice that sustains us in our darkest hour, giving meaning to our everyday lives. So, friends in Christ, what kind of communication problems are you experiencing these days? Challenges at work? At school? At home? If and when you do, let's remember what God had to say that day on the Mount of Transfiguration, for I think it still applies to us today. God says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen. Listen to him." Amen.